I'm Shepard Smith on CNBC, and this is a special edition of the news. Life-threatening storm surge. Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, all at risk. Tonight, Hurricane Delta makes landfall. Businesses boarded up. People hunkered down. Residents bracing for their second hurricane in 6 weeks. How much more can these people take? We are on the ground as this strong Category 2 hurricane threatens the state of Louisiana, talking to the people trying to manage this crisis on the Gulf. And good evening from CNBC, the hurricane moments away from landfall right now, and frankly about to make history. Hurricane Delta is closing in on the southwestern coast of Louisiana as a very powerful Category 2 storm. Delta is set to become the 10th named storm to strike the United States this year. That has never happened in recorded history. Never have there been 10 named storms. I want to show you where we are right now. This is the radar. You can see part of the eye has already come ashore just south and east of Lake Charles, Louisiana. The storm's been weakening throughout the afternoon. It was 115 miles an hour 4 hours ago. Maximum sustained winds now 100 miles an hour. The minimum pressure has risen. That means the storm is getting weaker. The higher the pressure, the weaker the storm, because it's a low pressure center. Right now, it's moving toward land, and part of that eye is already over the land. Want to zoom in just a little bit and show you the area of greatest concern. Lake Charles on the left-hand side here, that's what got hit so bad by the last storm. And Lafayette on the right-hand side, that's where we believe the eye is going to pass, with Jennings, Louisiana, right there in the middle. Let's take a live look now. Lake Arthur in Louisiana. Delta is hitting communities still recovering from Hurricane Laura's landfall. That was at the end of August. And this is Lake Charles right now. These are live pictures. And you can see this entire area is flooded. There are cars that are underground as the storm is coming in. Blue tarps are roofs there. The storm wreckage is still piled up in the streets. And here's video from Lake Arthur just minutes ago, when it was really getting pounded. This from our storm chasers. We have four of them who are driving the area to get us brand new and live pictures throughout this news hour. There have been so many named storms this year that the National Hurricane Center ran out of letters. They got to Z and then started using the Greek alphabet. Delta is the first Greek alphabet storm ever to make landfall in the United States. That's never happened. The governor of Louisiana says Delta is expected to be a fast-moving storm, and he's right. Right now, it's moving in forward progress at 14 miles an hour, and at that pace, it should be out of the state of Louisiana in 14 hours. We have live coverage all across the state of Louisiana, and especially on the western end. We have reporters there. We're live in Lake Charles, New Iberia, and we start with Sam Brock. But first, there is breaking news on CNBC. 5 seconds ago, the National Hurricane Center made it official. Sam Brock, that storm has just officially come ashore. Sam, what are you seeing? Well, the storm came ashore, and we lost. So instead, let's go to Cal. Cal Perry is live in Lake Charles for us right now. Cal, what are you seeing?
Hey, Chef, well, look, the way that you laid this storm out, coming on the heels of Hurricane Laura 6 weeks ago, when you drove into Lake Charles, it was roof after roof, either covered in that blue tarp or having just been replaced. Folks who could stay were trying to stay, but some people left. You know, a lot of people, I think, mercifully, are already in Baton Rouge. They were trying to repair their houses. I think that's one thing that officials are going to be happy about. But for the folks who stayed, it's this story of that debris that they had just gotten organized onto the street, now flying around. As you said, we understand that there is now landfall setting those historic records. 10 storms this year alone, Chef. I'll take it back to you. I think we're having some wind issues out here.
Cal Perry, live in a storm, in a mask. Think of it. He's so close to his photographer that he has to wear it. And everyone in southwest Louisiana is dealing with this now. They're in evacuation shelters. They have to worry about COVID. They have to worry about losing their houses. And by the way, many of their houses got ripped apart on the 30th of August when Laura came in there and changed their lives. We have four live cameras from storm chasers. Here they are. These four will be live with us through the hour. Some are driving around. Some, when the weather gets worse, they will, you know, stop. Top left there is just south of Abbeville, Louisiana. These are all in the same general vicinity. Top right there, that's Jennings, Louisiana. On the bottom, both of those are near Lake Arthur. Again, all of this in southwest Louisiana. Just a moment ago, we talked to Cal Perry, but I want to get to Jim Gray, who's live now for us in Lafayette. Jim, you've been following this storm and the first responders and the evacuations. What can you tell us from there? Jay Gray.
Yeah, Shep, well, the time to evacuate clearly over at this point. First responders obviously saying that once the storm reaches a certain level, they're not going to get out and help those who are in place. We talked to a lot of those police, firefighters who are a part of all this, and they're about to that level where if you've decided to ride this thing out, you're doing it on your own. And I want to show you what they're dealing with. The winds picked up dramatically here, the rain as well over the last 30 or 45 minutes. And then the flooding's going to be a major issue here as well. This is the Vermilion River. It's already well up over its banks. You can see that it's in an area here that used to be a walkway. And I want to show you this sign. We've been watching this sign and using it kind of as a way to measure the water. This water's pushing into places it's not supposed to be and bringing with it perhaps some unwelcome guests. You can see danger, alligators and snakes in the area. So that's another thing they'll have to contend with here. This is just the beginning, Shep. We're just seeing the start of what are going to be some pretty rough, some pretty violent conditions for the next several hours here. So the wind's going to pick up dramatically. We've already seen tropical storm force winds as we get a pretty good gust here. It's going to reach hurricane level at some point in the next hour, maybe hour and a half at the most. And these sheets of rain are just going to continue to fall. So that's something that so many across this region are going to have to deal with. And as you talked about coming into all of this, it was just 6 weeks ago we were in Lake Charles, just 35, 40 miles to the west of where we are right now. That city ravaged. They've been working for a month and a half to do what they can, get the power back on, get the water working properly again. Now they have to worry that it's going to happen again, that they're going to have to deal with another recovery on top of what they've already been working towards, Shep. So it is a very rough go for a lot of people in this region.
Jay Gray live in Lafayette. Jay, thanks so much. I want to show you where we are now on the big map behind me. This is Lafayette right here. And 75 miles to the west is Lake Charles. And you can see the eye coming in the center there. It's just come over the land. I want to go over west to Lake Charles now, 75 miles west of Lafayette. And NBC's Sam Brock is there. What are you seeing?
Shep, good evening. We are actually in Lafayette right now. Much as Jay was describing a second ago, we've seen some of the strongest bursts of wind coming up really in the last hour or so. To pick up off of what he was just talking about, power outages right here because wind damage was the foremost concern, about 80,000 and counting at this point, and certainly flooding as well. The issue that we have run into, Shep, is the fact that this area did not see the same level of wallop that perhaps Laura did, and you feel the wind still picking up right now. There were no mandatory evacuations here. Many of the folks that I talked to weren't worried about this, but maybe they should have been because there are commercial developments and there are homes nearby where this flooding could occur. But a lot of people did not leave. And we know from the governor of Louisiana that right now, Shep, there are some 9,500 people in shelters in the state. 6,000 of those are from Laura. 2,000 of those are from Laura in Texas. And the remaining 800 are in a mega shelter in Alexandria, Louisiana. You talked about COVID a second ago, Shepard. And that's the problem. They hit a capacity of 800. They can't have any more people in those shelters. So for folks here who decided not to leave and are now deciding that they're not comfortable with conditions, there's no going back on that. They're encouraging people, if they can, to get to hotels instead. With the wind, as this storm has now made landfall, still very strong here, and the flooding for neighboring communities is a concern as we track the progress of this. Shep?
Are these some of the heaviest gusts you've felt? Tell us, describe what you're seeing.
At the moment, sideways rain that's hitting me in the face. Certainly we're seeing what was at one point a walkway where you could go down there. As of yesterday, Shep, you would see water, dirt, and embankment. Now it's just one giant lagoon of water. And it extends, it is starting to at least, in the parking lots toward the areas right around here. So flooding would be a problem. What I did see earlier today as well, Shep, I should add, people who are only 5 or 10 miles from here in Delcom, for example, who told me that they had their roofs pierced on their homes in the middle of Laura and decided to move to another place nearby, perhaps at a home that's on stilts, but they're staying in the area. There's grit, there's resolve, there's stubbornness here. I'm seeing crews going out right now, getting ready to try to repair this later. A hotel right now teeming with linesmen, contractors, and tree cutters, ready for what the next day holds after all of this dies down and they got to clean up the mess.
How many people stayed behind? Do you have a clue?
So there are 250,000 people in Lafayette Parish. From what I've seen, most of the traffic was going out from Lake Charles on I-10 west. People here, you did not see the mass exodus like those images you've no doubt seen from the last couple of days in this area. Many people here stayed. I asked why. I was told by the mayor president here that there's no history of mandatory evacuations in Lafayette. Didn't think that it was strong enough to merit that call. And as a result, it certainly appears, although there's no science necessarily on that, that most of the people here did decide to stay back.
Sam Brock in Lafayette. Let's go back across. Less is Lafayette. That's Lake Charles over there. And see this spot right here? This is Lake Charles. That's the eye that's about to come to Lake Charles in maybe the next 10, maybe 15 minutes. So the wall of that eye, that's where the strongest winds are. So let's get there now. In Lake Charles, we have a couple of people. Who are we going to? Cal Perry's there. Cal, you should be very near the very worst of it.
Yeah, this absolutely feels like the worst of it by far. I'll leave it to the meteorologist, but when that wind and rain gets that stingy thing, Shep, that's usually when those hurricane-force winds are coming. I apologize, I got a little bit muddled earlier, but as I was saying, it's so incredibly sad here in Lake Charles that you had some people who left 6 weeks ago because they felt like it was going to take a few months to repair their houses, and so many of the houses here in Lake Charles, as we have a little break from the wind here, so many of those houses in Lake Charles are halfway repaired. They've got those blue tarps, or they've got the debris sort of neatly put out onto the street. And as we were driving through town today trying to get a look at what the damage would become, it was remarkable. It was looking at a fresh hurricane. So I think the concern that officials have, and you heard my colleagues there telling folks, if you're not inside now, you need to just take shelter. It's too late to go anywhere. A lot of the concern that officials have, and rescue officials, is that that debris that was created 6 weeks ago in Hurricane Laura is now just going to be projectiles. It's just going to become very, very dangerous in these places where the storm is coming on shore right now.
You're going to be in the eye, I think, in about 15 minutes. If you can describe for our viewers where you are, how you're sheltered, and what's going on around you.
I'm on a low-level balcony of a very large hotel, so it's buffing the wind coming from this way, but not from this way, and this is where the storm is coming from. The crew is very sort of happily inside. We're trying to keep the audio good. This is as bad as a Scottish Chef. I mean, this is pretty bad. This feels like hurricane-force winds. And what it's doing is there's a little beach behind me that comes off of this cove, and it's clearly moving the sand now off of the pool. As these bands come through, it gets really, really bad. This is as bad as it's been.
Yeah, I believe it, because I'm looking at the radar, and the eye wall, the strongest winds, the eye wall, that's it. It's on you right this second.
It feels like we're getting buried now in it. What is sad about when you come to this hotel in the middle of a pandemic is this hotel is packed, like all the hotels in Lake Charles. And so people are sheltering, they're trying to keep an eye on it. Hopefully, one of the small mercies of this storm is that it's so fast moving that maybe in a couple of hours it's past us. But until that eye wall gets passed, Jeff, I know you've done a lot of these out on the ground, until that eye wall gets passed and then that storm shifts, you're really not out of danger. And it's that wind shifting that at times can be really dangerous, especially with debris in the area.
Don't go anywhere. Hang tough if you could. If the weather producer could pull out just a little bit, I want to get a better sense of this eye. The eye has really broken up over the, this has been happening over the last about 3 hours. But you can see right here, it's very hard to point, but you can see right here that most of that eye has just sort of, it looks at least on this radar like it's just collapsed. There was a lot of wind shear coming in from the southern part of it. We know that the pressure has come up. The pressure is up around 970 millibars now. So it's been rising throughout the day. That means the storm is weakening. In addition, this storm was over very hot water in the center of the Gulf, about 90 degrees when it was in the center of the Gulf of Mexico, say a day and a half ago. Where it is now, or where it's just passing, the water's closer to 80 degrees. And it's that really warm water that gives the hurricane its fuel. It's like gas in a car. Now, let's go to Morgan Chesky now. Morgan Chesky is also in Lake Charles, where, Morgan, you should, the eye wall is on you.
Yeah, Chef, forgive me, it's a little tough to hear you, but you're right, that eye wall is making its way to Lake Charles right now. And I have to tell you, it's a very surreal feeling, Shep, because it was almost 6 weeks ago I stood on this exact balcony and watched Hurricane Laura tear into this community, leaving behind just a trail of devastation. Those winds from Hurricane Laura hitting about 150 miles an hour. Right now, the strongest gust from Delta hitting right at around 100 miles an hour, maybe slightly above that. So that gives you just a little bit of perspective as to what I'm standing in right now. This rain, it's stinging. And you can only imagine what this wind is doing to this already battered community of Lake Charles, Louisiana, so much of which is suffering from that Category 4 hurricane. Now, because of that hurricane, Chef, we do know evacuations were taken significantly more seriously. Driving through that city today, it felt very somber, almost like a ghost town. And the few people we met who chose to stay behind here, whoo, they stayed behind because they're simply overwhelmed. They're tired of running because this storm fatigue is setting in. And you can feel that with the arrival of this Category 2 hurricane. Shep, yeah, these outer bands, I'm sorry, these are not the outer bands. This is the eye wall.
This is it.
This might be the strongest we see from Delta here tonight. Shep?
Yeah, I think you're a few minutes away from the interior of the eye wall. Could we go back to that live storm chaser picture that you just had up? Because that picture is giving us an idea of what's happening. But here's the thing. You look at this and you go, all right, well, they've got 100 mile an hour winds, gusts a little bit higher than that. This is right around Lake Charles. So you figure this is likely today's damage. And I'm told that it is, because you see the power line that's come across there. But there's so much damage in Lake Charles already. One more thing I want to show you, and then we're going to get to the National Hurricane Center. See this down here? That's the tip of Louisiana. You see Cameron, Louisiana, and Sabine Pass right over there. That's the marshy area that is the tip of Louisiana, where the, and you can see they're in dry. Everything there is in dry because that's the center of the eye. So the eye is over the coast. It's heading toward Jennings, Lake Charles, and Lafayette. Let's go straight to the National Hurricane Center. The head man there is Ken Graham, and he's live with us. Well, it's ashore, and it's almost exactly what you predicted, Ken.
It's right on the track, and the intensity did exactly what we thought. We thought it would get over that warm heat ocean content of the Gulf and increase like it did last night and then weaken as it got to shore. But weaken's such a relative term. I mean, look what the – I saw some of the images that you were showing, Shep, with people in the field, the eye wall right there at Lake Charles. So, you know, just an incredible amount of wind, damaging wind, and really so close to where we saw Hurricane Laura.
Show us what you can show us.
Yeah, you look at this. I mean, I saw the radar analysis, that front eye wall. That's just such an amazing amount of wind there. But the other thing is all this tropical moisture is going to continue to go inland. So Alexandria, portions of the north part of the state of Louisiana. And look at these rain bands. These rain bands far away from the storm, 40, 50 miles away. You can see tornadoes. You can see heavy rain. But this is what's scary. You start looking at the actual water levels. We were really worried about that storm surge, especially Vermilion Bay. Freshwater canal locks in Louisiana. At low tide, this is where you're supposed to be, Shep, but look at the water. We've got 7 foot of storm surge in that area, and you still haven't even had high tide yet. We're going to add another foot and a half or so. So the dangerous storm surge is happening, 7 to 11 foot in some areas. That's life-threatening, and that's what we've been really keeping an eye on over the last couple days.
Can't thank you enough. We'll be back to you in just a little while. Thanks so much, Ken. I want to show you where this thing's going. So you see where the eye wall is coming ashore right now, right here. The track is that it heads up in the general direction of Alexandria, Louisiana. And then right on this corner, right here, this is Natchez, Mississippi. That is going to go right between those two areas, loop over in the general direction of Jackson, Mississippi, and then head up to Tupelo in the northeast corner of the state, well, the northeast area, Elvis's birthplace, all of that area getting rain. Now, Jackson, Mississippi has had 10 inches of rain over the last 24 hours, but it's been quiet. And through much of the afternoon, the rain is getting there now, and you can see Natchez is just beginning to get hit as well. I want to go to the mayor of Lake Charles. Nick Hunter is with us, and he's on the live line. You've been, thank you so much, Mr. Mayor. You've been warning your residents for a while. How are you at the moment?
Well, me personally, I'm safe. our community is reeling right now. We are in the middle of a battle, and it feels like we just got out of a battle. So this community's pretty weary at the moment, but we are resilient, and I tell you, as soon as this thing passes, we're not going to sit on our hands. We're going to start picking up the pieces.
It looks like in a few minutes you're going to have the edge of the eye, so it'll be quiet for a little while, but not long, because it's only that western edge of the eye. Maybe it'll be calm for 15, 20 minutes. No one can go outside at that point because the other side is bad.
I agree. And as I look outside right now, it definitely looks like a hurricane is in town.
Well, it definitely is. You've got maximum sustained winds in Lake Charles at about 100 miles an hour with some gusts a little bit higher than that. The storm's going to start weakening, but the rain is going to keep coming, at least for a little while. How flooded are you, and what do your people need going all the way back to August 30th?
Well, that's a loaded question. When you talk about the waters, absolutely what you said is very true, that a storm surge could actually come and waters can rise after the initial storm passes through with the way our water ways are here in Lake Charles. So we're very concerned about flooding, very concerned about the rain that we're seeing right now. And you said, what do we need? Look, right now, we're going to get through the immediacy of this event, but we are going to need help in the recovery part of this. We were already reeling from a historic and catastrophic event with Laura. When you put Delta on top of it, we're going to help each other here in Lake Charles. We're going to help our brothers and sisters, but we're going to need American help. And we're asking Americans, the federal government, not to forget about Southwest Louisiana once this thing passes and a lot of the news cameras are gone.
We've been following a woman who was just a real inspiration to us. I don't know if you saw it, but just an incredible woman who was a home health care worker. And when she had to evacuate August 30th, she took an elderly man with her and went on one of those Airbnb to motel to Airbnb treks, as evacuees from hurricanes do. And she's had this elderly man with her the whole time. They set up a GoFundMe for her. Where can people donate? What can people do?
Well, the first thing I tell people is pray on it. And you donate to the agency that feels right to your heart to give your hard-earned money to. But I will tell you that our local community foundation and United Way both have funds set up for Laura. And quite honestly, we're just, after Laura, we didn't get the national attention that a lot of other places got. If the immediate rescue and recovery had been an absolute screw-up, maybe we would have got more attention. But we need American help right now. And if there are people out there that want to contribute to one of those funds, it is very needed right now.
We appreciate it. Nick Hunter, who's the mayor of Lake Charles, Louisiana, and hunkering down at the moment. As on the wall here, it looks like the eye, it ought to get quiet outside in just a minute. You can see right here. There's Lake Charles. There's the eye. It's moments away. Same way to Lafayette. We'll go back to both of those in just a minute. First, though, to Jay Ecker. He co-owns two restaurants in Lake Charles, Rick and Jack's Brewing Company on Ryan Street and Panorama Music House in Old Downtown District. It looks like you've got a heck of a storm out there. How are things and how are you?
It's starting to get a little bit scary. I'm seeing debris floating down the street, which looks more like a river right now. But we're safe. We're hunkered down.
Just give me a little more. I see behind you. I don't hear it, which is surprising, but I can see it behind you. What's back there and what's happening back there?
Well, that's my backyard. I used to have a fence there until Laura. It's now gone. And so some of the trees that were back there are gone as well.
And so this, what we're seeing that looks damaged back there is damage from August 30th. And what you're getting
is
wind and rain.
Exactly.
You said it's starting to get scary. You lived through a heck of a storm a month and a half ago. Does this seem like a cake, or is it, you know, like?
Well, we evacuated for Laura. I'm glad we did. When we found out it was a 4 at the time, we took off. We decided to stay for this one just because we didn't think it would be as bad and kind of fatigued from, running away.
And now, are you glad you stayed for this one?
So far.
I hear you. We have some roaming cameras around your town. There's a lot of flooding. There are a lot of power lines down. There's damage. It's not like last time, but My God, you can't take any more there, I'm guessing. People must be just beaten up.
Well, I know as a business owner, it's a 1-2-3 punch because there was COVID, which causes a lot of problems, and then Laura, which we're, of course, still recovering from, and now this. So it's all up in the air.
Well, we're pulling for you. Thank you. We'll check back in with you throughout the hour. Jay Ecker, who's a businessman there. I want to get to Janice Huff, chief meteorologist at NBC4 New York, to take a look at exactly where these eye walls are. Oh, and you got some traffic cams, too. Janice, show us around.
Yes, Shep. Hi. We have a camera right now over Lafayette, Louisiana, and the roads are pretty bare. There's some traffic going there, but not much happening on the roads. Thank goodness people are staying at home or in their evacuation area, wherever they are. This is our radar and satellite over the last 45 minutes to an hour, and we can see some of the wind gusts in the last 15 minutes or so, over 50 miles an hour. But near that eye wall, of course, you're seeing higher gusts. Heavy rain bands, too. So they're seeing the worst of the rain as well as the wind, the storm surge when the eye wall came ashore. Some areas have already received upwards of 8 inches of rain, and flash flooding is occurring in and around Lake Charles, up towards Glenmore, back towards Lafayette and Kinder. These areas are under flash flood warnings right now. So they're getting some of the heaviest rain as we speak. The storm, still at a Category 2 with winds of 100 miles an hour at the center, is moving off to the north-northeast. The pressure is now up to 970 millibars. It will continue to weaken as it moves over land, but it's still going to produce a lot of heavy rain, wind, power outages throughout this area as it moves towards Alexandria, Jackson, and into northern Mississippi by tomorrow. Just to want a comparison in terms of the track between Laura and Delta. Very close to the same track, not the exact one, but extremely close. Those tracks differed onshore only between 15 and 20 miles between the two storms that moved onshore. So this is very, very rare. We've probably only seen that happen one or two other times. And one thing for sure, another record, you mentioned this earlier, that Delta makes the 10th storm that has made landfall this year. And that's the most in a season since 1916, when 9 storms moved onshore. This continues to be a record-setting hurricane season, Shep.
Just incredible. Can you show us, are you able to zoom in and show us who's in the eye right now way down there on the Louisiana coast?
We can see it. Let's see if we can, I'll send to my producer, if we can zoom in a little bit closer onto our radar picture and show exactly who's within the eye or close to the eye right now. If we can zoom in just a little bit closer here. Yeah, the eye is here. So let's go on. Here's Cameron, Louisiana, which is close to where Laura made landfall. So
Iota's about to get it.
Oh, Iota's about to get it here. So you're seeing a very heavy rain band here, and there's that eye wall here. And this is where you're going to see the strongest winds within this band, maybe some gusts close to 100 miles an hour. We did have one unofficial gust down near Cameron, right along the shore between Cameron and Sabine Pass, of 89 miles an hour. That was not an official recording, but we did see an unofficial recording there of a 90-mile-per-hour gust. And wow. I know your reporters are out in the field getting battered right now.
Yeah, they are. In fact, Janice, thanks. I want to get to Morgan Chesky right now. They ought to be in the eye in a few minutes, but the worst of it could be, like, immediately. Morgan, you there?
Yeah, Shep, that eye wall making their way through this area right now. Janice was absolutely right in the flash flooding. Our phones just went off a short time ago saying that flash flood warning is definitely in effect for the Lake Charles area. And I have to tell you that right now, one big fear is all of those blue tarps that are covering so many roofs here in Lake Charles, Shep. This is the strongest wind we've felt so far right now. Bear with me here. It is really picking up now. And we just have a river that runs into Lake Charles behind me. There we go. All right. And right now, though, as I was talking about those tarps, Shep, thousands of those cover the tops of roofs that were ripped off by Hurricane Laura, and we know that they're not going to stand up to this wind. And right now we're talking about even more damage that's coming to this community still reeling from Hurricane Laura. And I had a chance to speak with one man earlier today who evacuated because of Delta, and he said that if he came back from this storm, Shep, and if his home had more damage from it, he wasn't going to rebuild. He was going to move. his family out of this simply because of this incredible storm season. Tough to make eye contact with the camera right now, forgive me, just because this wind and rain has picked up to the strongest we've felt here in Lake Charles so far today. Shep, we'll send it back to you.
Anybody who's been on a boat knows the feeling, like needles in your face, but at 100 miles an hour, it's rough, isn't it?
It absolutely does, and in fact, you mentioned the boats. We heard from some folks who are taking their boats out into the water, away from the piers, because that's where the damage can happen, for the fifth time this hurricane season. Think about that. People have evacuated four times to certain areas. Whoa, here we go. People have been taking their boats out time and time and time again. It gets old, and it wears on you. Here we go, Shep. Bear with me now. This is the strongest gust we've felt so far. Oh, boy. All right. So if that eye wall has not come over Lake Charles...
It's over you.
Hold on. Let me grab the balcony here.
Yeah, that's... We don't mind. Pull on
all
out.
Right now.
That's fine.
Goodness gracious.
Hold on, man.
I can't hear you right now, Shep, but I can tell you that if you are out and about in Lake Charles, you are going to want to hunker down for this. And keep in mind, this is a Category 2 hurricane. This is... not a Category 3, definitely not a Category 4 that we saw with Laura. And you do not want to mess around with this, folks. Shep, we'll send it back to you.
All right, Morgan Chesky, thanks. Staying in Lake Charles, going to Cal Perry, who's in a different place. Cal, give it to us.
Yeah, we're getting absolutely buried, right? I think in the center of that eye wall, just as that eye wall is about to break, it would be great to actually be in the eye and have a break from it. Exactly as Morgan is saying, if you are anywhere in the area, that's it. We go. Just gotta stay where you are and shelter in place. Once that wind gets up to where it is now, emergency officials are not going to be able to get out and about, and that becomes a problem. So wherever people are in the Lake Charles area, it's time to shelter in place. I can echo exactly what my colleague was just saying, that again, just four landfalls this year in the state of Louisiana alone. It is exhausting, and it just seems relentless for the people who live here. And Chef, I mean, you know this very well, even evacuating for these storms is uprooting people's lives. It is really something. So this state has been through so much. I think people thought Louisiana was going to catch a break when New Orleans wasn't hit. And then, I'm going to hang on here now. And you have that irony now of this storm just hitting 15 miles from where Hurricane Lauren hit 6 weeks ago. It's pretty unbelievable, Chef.
Yeah, whoever would have thought this was even possible? I think in about 5 or 10 minutes, you're going to be clear, and only for a few minutes. See, look at this. Lake Charles, that's the outer part. That's the very hard eye wall, and then clear. That clear is on its way.
And hopefully there's not much behind it. I know one of the things, there we go. I'm going to hang on to the balcony now.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, people here were hoping there's not going to be much behind the storm, but look, with these winds this strong and with that much debris out there, I don't think it'll matter. I think the damage, unfortunately, is probably going to be done, Jim.
Cal Perry, Morgan Chesky, thank you. We'll go to our live storm chasers in a bit as our coverage of Hurricane Delta making landfall continues. More stories of people riding out Delta.
This special edition of The News with Shepard Smith is back in 60 seconds.
Hurricane Delta has come ashore along the Louisiana coast. You can see the eye there. It's splitting the difference between Lake Charles and Lafayette, Louisiana. The storm is moving at 14 miles an hour, so it'll be out of Louisiana in the next 12, 14 hours or so. It's headed toward Jackson, Mississippi, which should be in that general vicinity, and then up toward Tupelo, Mississippi. And this storm will be a problem for Nashville by late on Saturday and into Sunday. Nashville's going to get rain. They're not going to get heavy winds, 30, 35 miles an hour, but lots and lots of rain. Morgan Chesky is in the middle of it all in Lake Charles. The eye's coming, but not yet.
Yeah, Chef, if that eye is not here, it's making a convincing case with these wind gusts that are moving through here right now. We are feeling some powerful, just torrential rain make its way through here. And unfortunately, it's only going to get stronger. And right now, I can tell you that all across Lake Charles, the good news is that the people took these evacuation orders seriously and they got out of town. And that is important because one of the problems we've seen with past storms in this area is that people have not taken them seriously. And we've heard time and time again from officials in that don't let the Cat 1, Cat 2, Cat 3 storms fool you. They can absolutely pack a punch. And we're seeing that firsthand right now. This is a Category 2 hurricane that weakened from a Category 3 right before landfall. And it's for that reason, had we not had Hurricane Laura come before this in this area, we could be seeing the problems in that a lot of people could still be at home having to face this flooding, these high winds, face-to-face. And so if there is any silver lining at all in this horrible storm coming 6 weeks after Laura, it's that hurricane, it's the fact that Lake Charles, for the most part, has cleared out those mandatory evacuations went into effect several days ago. And I can tell you, I saw I-10 out of this city bumper to bumper for miles. And we are talking about people packing up as best they could and getting out of town because nobody wanted to chance it after having seen what Laura was capable of. Now, right now, here we go. We might be feeling that eye wall start to move in right now. These winds are only getting stronger here. Bear with me now. Now, if there is one similarity between, aside from where they struck from Laura to Delta, it's the fact that these are relatively fast-moving hurricanes. I want to compare what we're seeing right now to Hurricane Sally, which struck the Mobile, Pensacola area. I was there for that. That was a slow-moving 2 to 3 mile-an-hour hurricane. This moving significantly faster, which, as you can see with these wind gusts moving through here, that should mean that the worst of this storm should not last much longer for this area. Whoa. And so we're going to be keeping a very close eye on Delta as it advances. What's very, I mentioned it's surreal to be here because we've been here before, but just on the other side of this balcony, there is a gazebo that they use for weddings here that Laura wiped clean, took it all the way down. And I watched that happen from inside my room, and it's hard to believe that those were 150 mile an hour winds, and we're not even standing in probably close to 100 mile an hour winds. That gives you a perspective. If you think you can make it in one of these storms, or if you think that you want to get out and about, do not. It's not safe. My crew is in a safe place right now. They're just inside the hotel room in a very dry, warm place. I've got a balcony to hold on to right here, as you can see. But if there was ever any proof of what a Category 2 hurricane is capable of, you're looking at it right now, Chef. Yeah. We're in the middle of it. That eye wall, if it's not on us, it's about to be any minute right now. And I can't help but feel for everyone in Lake Charles when I drove through those neighborhoods today, talking to those few people who stayed behind. The debris is still piled on the sidewalks. Those blue tarps are still over so many roofs. And you can only wonder what it's going to look like this time tomorrow when this storm passes. And the saddest part of all is that we still have a significant amount of hurricane season to go, Shep. And these people, the storm fatigue is setting in. It's a trauma of sorts. And so right now, in the midst of all this, you have to look at the longer impact and the wear and tear that Delta's going to leave behind on this community. Yep.
Your heart breaks for them. Morgan, thanks. I want to show our viewers something that's been happening. This eye, it's breaking up. You see that? The eye walls have collapsed in just the last 15 minutes or so. Part of this is about it coming ashore. Obviously, the fuel isn't there and it just begins to lose shape, but it had really been happening throughout the afternoon. I've been watching these things for 30 years in many of your homes, previously in another place. But the great thing about this place We have the resources of CNBC and NBC News and Telemundo stations and NBC-owned and operated stations. And one of the best forecasters and hurricane people I know is down in South Florida. Meteorologist Steve McLaughlin is with us. Crazy hurricane season for the Gulf and especially for Louisiana. Tell us more about how they've been battered all year.
Shep, good evening. Thank you so much for having us from here in Miami. So keep this in mind. Only once before in the history of keeping tropical records, back in 2005, have we made it into the Greek alphabet. Back in that year, Gamma and Delta both happened in mid-November. We're in the first week of October, and already we have those two storms. And this mess right here, all right, these are all of the landfalls in the Gulf Coast in 2020 of tropical storms or hurricanes. We've got Hannah. That was Padre Island, Texas. We've got Sally. Came across South Florida, then up toward the Florida-Alabama border. But then Laura, Cristobal, Marco, Delta. Take a look at these tracks. This blue right here, that's Laura. Came in with winds of 150. It got stronger up to Category 4 as it approached. And right here we have Delta. And Shep, check this out. 14 miles separates Cameron.
Incredible.
14-mile difference between two landfalls in the same season.
Zoom in on the worst of it, if you could, for us, Steve.
Yeah, let's zoom on out and show you where the center of the storm is right now. You were talking about that eye wall. It's right up there at about I-10. And on the big picture, you can see where the heaviest rain is. But let me zoom on into I-10. There you go. There's I-10. So Lake Charles, Lafayette, Williams, Oakdale, Dry Creek, Fort Polk, these are the areas in the worst of it right now.
Steve, thanks. I need to get to Greg Hennigan. He is the general manager of the Golden Nugget Hotel and Casino right there in Lake Charles. I think the worst of it is on you. What are you seeing?
It's pretty fierce out there. I don't know if you can hear it behind me, but the wind is roaring back there.
Is this about what you expected? Have you been able to survey it all?
Yes, I stuck around for Hurricane Laura as well, so we kind of knew what to expect, and it's right on us.
How in the world can you recover when you keep getting hit over and over again?
It's frustrating, very frustrating. It's got to be frustrating for our first responders that are with us as well to go out and start from square one again. So it's tough.
You have evacuees there too, right? How do you deal with COVID amid these storms?
Well, safety is still our top priority, so we're still enforcing the mask policy and social distancing. But we do have over 500 first responders staying with us, they're ready to get to work tomorrow morning after this passes.
I was going to ask you, what is your plan tomorrow? I know what you do the day after a storm. You go outside and start picking up, but you've been doing that for 6 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. And so tomorrow morning, we'll have to go out and assess the damage. I'm hearing we're suffering some roof damage already. We're on generator power right now. We are without water, but we went through this with Hurricane Laura. We were without power and water for a few weeks, and so we know how to deal with it.
Greg Hennigan, good luck to you. Appreciate it. Greg Hennigan at the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles. I want to go to Russell Honore now, former commander of the Hurricane Katrina Joint Task Force. You may remember in the days after Katrina when everything was unbelievably destroyed and no one quite knew what to do. He came in and got us organized. He coordinated the military relief efforts across the whole Gulf South. Lieutenant General Russell Honore is in Baton Rouge for us tonight. You ought to be getting a little rain there. How are you?
Doing fine. A lot better than those folks who are out there surviving those torrential rain, wind, and then the trauma of going through this twice in 6 weeks, Jeff.
Lake Charles, Lafayette, New Iberia. It's just that whole region again.
Absolutely. And what this brings to mind, you've had great coverage over the last half hour of listening to the mayor and some business people that have highlighted the dilemma we're in, and you've eloquently, in your own expert way, told this story over the last 45 minutes. But I think we need to focus on making sure that the government understand this is not normal. We need a new FEMA model that's going to take into account that this community was fighting COVID with very high unemployment because of the entertainment industry and the restaurant and other industries in this region, that oil production was down. Many of the oil workers and people who work in the energy business. We're the third largest energy producer in the United States.
That's all shut down.
And we're going to need some different kind of model from the White House. The old FEMA model not working.
You mean organizationally, General Honoré? What do you mean you need a new model? Speak to me.
Well, I'll tell you what, FEMA has done a good job in this initial response, in the response phase, getting the blue roofs on with the Corps engineer. Great work, over 6,000 tarps on. Most of them are going to have to read. They have been present. They've done everything I know the governor's asked for. But when it comes to the amount of this money the state's going to have to pay back, paying 25 or even 10% of this back, the state is still paying back from Katrina because of their portion of the expenses that go with cleaning up and taking care of people. We need a new model and we need a speed, Shep. The houses from Harvey, Irma, and Maria have not been replaced, Shep. And now we see this area that's been devastated by two storms in 5 weeks are using that same model. When we go to the recovery, we need a different model. And we're going to have to find ways at FEMA to tell more people yes, because this place had high unemployment because of the COVID. A lot of people have died in the region. The oil patch is down, and now we've been hit by two hurricanes. We're going to need a different model to help these people. And what they've done so far has been great work. But it's the next phase of this, helping get people back in their home. They're going to have to need a We need the need for speed, Shep.
I don't have to tell you, General, that they haven't put more money in. They've pulled money out. The budget is smaller. The agency's smaller. The need is greater.
Absolutely, Shep. And I'm glad you're telling that story tonight with that mayor on the ground talking about the pain and suffering. But as we talk about the pain, there's been good news. We've had volunteers from Red Cross, Salvation Army, Cajun Navy, United Way, from all over the country. We even had first responders drove down from Connecticut, Shep,
wow,
and came to search and rescue. We've been blessed, but the need is great. We're the second poorest state in America, and the nation needs Louisiana. 52% of all the barges in the United States are in Louisiana on any given day. 35% of the fuel come out of that gulf between Lake Charles and Houston. We are valuable to the economy of the nation. Because oil prices are bad, people tomorrow will not wake up and pay $5 a gallon of gas. That's good news. But that means a lot of our people are out of work. We're in a state that we need an intervention here from the Senate to help the people of Louisiana. And we need those volunteers to continue to come back. And we're so grateful for everything the government has done and what volunteers have done, but the need exceed the capacity we have now to take care of our people.
Lieutenant General Russell Honoré, it is an honor, sir. Thank you so much.
Good evening, sir.
It's so easy to forget when you watch the wind and the rain and the reporters in their shiny jackets and the guy standing on the big wall that these are individual people and how badly they are hurting and have been hurting. Louisiana got wrecked by Katrina, and as General Honoré just put it, they'd never fully recovered. Now southwestern Louisiana has been hit twice in 6 weeks. They're individual people who don't have jobs because COVID took them away, who don't have roofs because Laura took them away, and it's wet in their homes with their children tonight. This isn't an idea or a concept. It's not a statistic. It's real. It's human beings who are wet and will be for days to come. They need help. We'll have more in a moment. We've been watching this from a storm chaser as the water has been rising up this building. That's the storm surge coming in. And it had been anticipated, and it's happening. I can give you some numbers. We're now expecting 2 to 4 feet around the mouth of the Mississippi River, 1 to 3 feet along Lake Pontchartrain. And the worst of this is coming in now, and the numbers are, the storm surge, they're now saying about 11 feet. And that's where the worst of it's going to be, right around Calcasieu Parish and Lake Calcasieu, which is just south of Lafayette. So 11-foot storm surge. Compare that, if you will, to Hurricane Katrina, which came in not in Louisiana, but in South Mississippi. Sure, New Orleans flooded. It was horrifying. But the storm hit South Mississippi. And in South Mississippi, they had a 31-foot storm surge. 31 feet. So the entire town of Waveland, Mississippi, all of it, was removed from the planet. In some places, the foundation of the building, the concrete foundation, was eroded to the point where it broke apart and went away, and you couldn't even find the slab. Think of it. It pushed pieces of houses for 2 miles to a railroad track for 30 miles across the state of Mississippi. It was gone and piled up like firewood. This is not that storm. This has a storm surge at its highest, about 10, 11 feet. It has a lot of rain. There are areas, Jackson, Mississippi, may end up with 16 inches out of this thing. It'll rain all the way up in New Orleans. It's not a killer storm. But you want to live through it? Wendy Harper's living through it. She's in Lake Charles, Louisiana. In late August, her home, our home caregiver business, was destroyed by Hurricane Laura. We introduced her to you on the news earlier this week. And this is Lake Charles. And Wendy, I'm so glad to see you. How are you?
Good. Hanging in there. It's getting a little scary, though. But we lost power about an hour or so ago. And about 3 hours, 3 hours ago, we started having raining upstairs and water coming through. So we're just kind of running around emptying buckets in the house. Yes. So we're emptying buckets every hour, setting up little, you know, little rigs of ice chests and hoses, so it's been pretty
crazy.
How
are you smiling and laughing through all of this?
Well, I don't know. I think it's just trying to get through it all. Landfall probably happened about 30 minutes ago, so we're seeing a lot of high gusts now.
Yeah.
We actually, just about 10 minutes ago, watched two trees just crack. So it's pretty interesting, but a little scary.
Wendy ran a place with 50 home caregivers. They go to people's homes, mostly older people, and help them. And one of her workers took an elderly man with her on a multi-day, multi-week shelter-to-shelter expedition. How are they?
They're doing okay. They actually had a little bit of a nightmare story yesterday. She evacuated with two handicapped patients this time.
God.
And with one other caregiver, and they had prepaid for Airbnb in Houston, Texas. It took them about 10 hours to get there, and when they got there, the owner of the Airbnb wouldn't respond to him or answer the phone, and of course, she prepaid it, so she was stuck in the middle of the night, had to find a hotel room, so we got her situated today in a new Airbnb, so
she's a hero. There's a hero
sure.
In every storm. Every storm has a hero, and she's one.
And we recognize that. I promised her a spa day when things got better today.
She has a teenage son and takes elderly people, and there she is, takes elderly
That's
people
right.
with her on her trek of evacuation, and now she got run over by a Airbnb owner, and because some people are bad and some people are good, and she's good.
She's very good. She's very good. She's a single mom. She puts her kids through Catholic school here, Catholic private school, and I'm very proud of her. She's amazing.
We're proud of all of you, and we're thinking about you, and we're not going to forget you. Wendy, thank you so much. I got to get to the storm chaser. Jordan Hallow is with us. Is that right? On the phone now. Jordan Hall, what are you seeing in Lake Arthur?
We're starting to see some pretty decent damage going on, a couple feet of water in some places. Some power lines are down. Some trees are down on quite a few power lines around here as well.
Is it about what you expected, Jordan? I see a lot of power lines down. I see a lot of cars underwater, a lot of roads washed out.
Yeah, this is kind of what you expect, especially with a hurricane. It's pretty bad to see, especially after what Laura just did to this community and seeing these businesses go through this again is pretty tough.
It sure is. And I know all you storm chasers have been out there. These are live pictures now from one of the other storm chasers. It looks like, I mean, they told us there would be a bad storm surge and there would be a lot of coastal eroding, and they weren't wrong.
Yeah, no. I know we're just on the northern tip of Lake Arthur, and that there's some pretty big waves coming in on there. And,
yeah, that's Lake Sabine.
Yeah, a lot of water surging in a little bit, so.
All right, man. Be careful.
Yep, thank you. I appreciate
it. So this will go on all night in southwest Louisiana. The storm is between Lake Charles, and this is Lafayette right here. If you can push in just a little bit there in 30 Rock. There we go. So that's where the eye's coming through. It's going to move at about 14 miles an hour, and it's just going to keep heading north. See Natchez, Mississippi, way up there? I can't reach it. Right on the corner tip. Historic, gorgeous place. Incredible. They're going to get spanked. Same with Jackson, Mississippi, and then up to Tupelo, Mississippi, and then up in Nashville by the end of the weekend. It will be wet, and you will be weary. It's great to have all these resources and be able to tell these stories. These stories are about people. They're not about statistics and government and spats between one side and the other. They are individual victims of so many things right now in our society. Think of the people who've lost their job because of COVID-19, then lost their roofs because of the last hurricane, and are now losing hope. That's how it is for some folks. The news continues, and we'll continue to report. Nashville, good luck over the weekend. Jackson, be careful. Natchez, going to be a long night. We'll have you covered. From the networks of NBC Universal, I'm Shepard Smith. This is CNBC. You've been listening to the CNBC podcast, The News with Shepard Smith. You can always catch us live weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, only on CNBC.